Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Kamala Harris's campaign for president is on the rise for New York voters, while opinions are falling for Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a new poll from Siena Research Institute, which finds Harris leading former President Donald Trump by a margin of 55% to 42% among voters across the heavily Democratic state. The news is not as positive for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who has her lowest favorability rating of 34% to 54%, down from 39% to 50% in August. Her job approval rating also plummeted to 39.56%, down from 46% to 49% in August. Well, local officials are getting excited about the new Amazon facility that is under construction in Niagara Falls. The 3.1 square foot fulfillment center is said to be the largest of its kind. And according to Amazon's leader for economic development in New York, Gwendolyn Thames, the center will bring over 1,000 jobs to the region.
And then there's, you know, hundreds of seasonal, part-time, and just the indirect employment that comes with a facility of this size as well through our various third-party operators and vendors that we employ and that we need as part of our supply chain.
The fulfillment center is slated to open in 2026. Officials say it'll be a crucial first-mile center that'll work in hand with last-mile delivery stations in Tonawanda and Hamburg. A Buffalo man could spend 25 years to life in prison after a jury found him guilty of a 2022 murder on Jefferson Avenue. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, jurors took 3 hours to find 42-year-old Joel Coleman guilty on second-degree murder and two other charges. On the morning of September 20th, 2022, Coleman shot and killed 34-year-old Nicholas Petrosky in his residence. Niagara Falls officials see future prospects for economic development emerging from the construction of the Amazon Fulfillment Center. As local officials and media were provided an update on the 3.1 square foot facility Wednesday, Richard Andrus, chairman of the Niagara County Economic Development Committee, said they're actively recruiting businesses to take advantage of the city's location within 500 miles of hundreds of millions of people.
And that being said, being on the international border, tied into local infrastructure, the highway system, and having the access to power that we have with the Niagara Falls, I think puts us in a unique position to go after companies like Amazon and many others.
The Amazon Center is expected to open in 2026 and bring another 1,000 jobs to the region. ECMC is earning high marks in a number of categories, including health equity. The Lown Hospital Index ranked ECMC in the top 10% for health equity among 3,000 hospitals nationwide. The index, developed by Lown Institute, tabs itself as a nonpartisan think tank that generates, quote, bold ideas for a radically better health system.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The 11th Annual Buffalo Humanities Festival runs this Friday and Saturday. On Friday, author Percival Everett will take part in an event at Babeville. On Saturday, a series of scholars will share their work on a number of selected subject matters that are, once again, wrapped around a specific theme. Recently, we chatted with the director and executive director of the Buffalo Humanities Institute, Libby Otto, and Christina Maletti.
This year, our theme is hauntings, and our hope is to be able to talk about the marginalized, forgotten, and overlooked materials that have historically been with us and to kind of bring them for public viewing.
How do you come up with these ideas?
So I found this book by Avery Gordon called Ghostly Matters. And she writes about how we have these, you know, in every story, there's kind of these figures who are almost like in the corner of your eye, who are maybe pushed aside or haven't been given the spotlight, but they're there anyway, and they're kind of insisting. And I think, you know, what we see among our colleagues are so many people who are interested in saying, like, okay, we have this history, But what's the history we haven't looked at yet?
Right.
And how does that tell us more about our own society, but also about, you know, the richness of the past that we've sometimes been missing by privileging, you know, single dominant narratives over and over?
Well, I think you could say a lot about society by what society tries to ignore and overlook, right? So by looking at the margins, we're actually really thinking about what's happening at the center, maybe what needs to be changed, what maybe needs to be updated, and so on.
Saturday's schedule for the Buffalo Humanities Festival at the Downtown Central Library includes Onondaga author Eric Gansworth, who will speak on Seven Generations of Voices. Laura Kremel of Niagara University presents Death's Doorstep, the Gothic and the Health Humanities. And UB's Miriam Thagart with Jane Crow Travel, A Haunting History of Black Women and the American Railroad. There's more information and links at WBFO.org, including a link for tickets to see Percival Everett on Friday night at Babeville. There's no charge, and as of this morning, there were still over 100 tickets remaining. And as Christina Maletti and Libby Otto maintain, a visit to the works of Percival Everett are well worth the trip.
What's Percival Everett tends to do is really look at embedded racism in our culture, but look at it from the perspective, because he's a fiction writer, from the nature of language. So he's very interested in every one of his books about the power of language to both oppress, but also create pockets of resistance, to be a source of refuge, and to enable people to kind of write their own stories.
It's such an interesting mixture, I'd say, of, you know, he's really tough and really playful. And I find that quite unusual. So
very readable.
Very readable. Each book is so beautifully crafted and thought out and weaves together so many layers of genre and storytelling and, you know, a kind of meta story and a story happening at once that really, you know, are incredibly thought-provoking.
When you read a novel by Percival Everett, it creates a conversation.
Hmm.
I think that's important as well. And it can be a difficult conversation. And it also can be the playful conversation that Libby is talking about, because somehow he's able to take on difficult concepts and make them funny.
Yes.
And he actually talks about how it's important to make people laugh so that they can engage with difficult ideas.
The Humanities Festival will also include a young writer's showcase from Just Buffalo Literary Center, readings from the book Buffalo Noir, and, to go with the theme of hauntings, a presentation around Mark Twain's Haunts Around Western New York.
I think it's important to say that the festival, all parts of it are free.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go to our website, register. People coming in from the UB campus can also register for a shuttle bus, but, you know, all locations are accessible also by subway. Sign up and get your tickets.
You can register at the door, though, as well. We're just really encouraging people to register ahead of time so we can keep a sense of who's coming.
And, you know, in typical HI style, we will be offering free food during the
free
day
lunch.
Saturday.
I was waiting
come
for
the
that.
Free lunch.
Free lunch. There'll be coffee, snacks. So, yeah, come on down and get food for the body and mind.
Oh, I love it. Christina, Libby, thanks very much, as always, for talking to us about the Humanities Festival.
Thank you, Jay.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you as well.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.